So let's start off with a sample individual rehab progress note for a child or adolescent. Remember that the procedure code for rehab is H2015. An appointment duration you'll see is 47 minutes and other time is 35 minutes. Notice this other time is larger than those we've seen, and as we review the intervention section, I'll address why they billed this amount of time. So the goal is straight from the CTP, and it reads client will increase compliant behaviors, which includes specifics here, from 0 times a week to 3 times a week. In the intervention section, the first statement in this section indicates that the staff traveled to the client's school. So this is necessary to include when staff billed travel time and other time of a progress note, which also justifies the larger amount of time billed under other time. So for this particular situation, please keep in mind that not only are you including travel time under other time, but you're also including the amount of time that it took to write the actual note. The blue phrases highlight the active interventions that tie directly back to the treatment goal. Notice that these interventions are behaviorally focused and skills building. In rehab notes, we do not want to see interventions that address thoughts or feelings, as this may be considered therapy. If you would like to include this information because the client is reporting it to you and it is pertinent for your session, you may state client reports and include in quotes thoughts or feelings that the client is reporting. But again, for rehab, we want to make sure that we are sticking to skills building. So here it states the client was redirected when she made rude comments or raised her voice when speaking to the teacher. Modeled positive communication skills such as making basic I statements to state her needs and using an appropriate tone of voice when talking to others. So the rehab skills that are being addressed here are the positive communication skills, and we're being specific as to what those are. The modeling and the redirecting is what makes this active. Also, the staff modeled coping skills when she became frustrated with group projects, such as asking for a 5-minute break and breaking up the task into smaller manageable parts. So again, the skills that are being addressed here are the coping skills. And again, we're not simply noting coping skills, but we're being specific and providing the examples of the 5-minute break and breaking the task into smaller manageable parts. And again, what makes this particular intervention active is that we're modeling it for the client. In response, in purple, are the progress statement and the functional impairment statement. So client exhibits compliant behaviors approximately 1 time a week, so we're being very specific with regards to progress, and it seems like she is making a little bit of progress here. These non-compliant behaviors continue to place the client at risk of being suspended from school, so there is an impairment in the area of education here. And by providing the services in the school setting and by providing interventions related to positive communication skills and coping skills, we are hoping to reduce or eliminate this particular impairment because it is getting in the way of her education. In the plan section in green, we have what the staff will do before the next session, including consulting with the client's teacher and what the client will practice in between session. Please note that the plan to consult with the teacher requires follow-up documentation of this session with the teacher. In the next section, we will see what a collateral service would look like if you are meeting with the client, with the client's teacher. Please take a minute to read the note in its entirety. Make note of how the interventions are directly addressing the goal, how the interventions reflect rehab services due to the focus being skills building. And as you read the response section, ask yourself, are we addressing progress specifically as it relates to the goal? And are we addressing the functional impairment identified via the interventions provided?